At Armstrong, your connectivity is backed by local technicians, our 24-7 network operations team, and our 24-7 customer service center. Armstrong, unmatched employees, unmatched customer care, unmatched fiber network.
Everyone, and welcome to Armstrong in the Loop podcast. I'm your host, Seth Prentice, and today I'm excited to have Bill Diamond, president of the Southern Butler County Business Association and managing broker partner of Fleming Insurance. Bill, welcome to the show and the brand new Butler County Chamber of Commerce podcast studio.
Well, I'm honored to be here this morning. This is really great.
Oh, this is amazing, and I know that people can't see us at home right now, but we're in this wonderful new studio that the Chamber has created to do podcasting, and I'm looking forward to it because I know Jordan has some ideas to do some shows in here. Christian has done a lot of work to get this up and running, so the sky's the limit. And Bill, you're here to also talk about something the sky's the limit for, and that's the Southern Butler County Business Association. So let's get into it. What is the SBCBA?
Well, the SBCBA is an offshoot of the Butler Chamber of Commerce, and it was derived out of the fact that there's an area in the southern part of Butler County that, for lack of a better term, has been underserved. And what we've determined is through a group of local business people that there's a need there. And so what's happened is we've all come together and formed an association to basically champion business in the 228 Cranberry corridor.
And I'm guessing that would be the Route 8 corridor as well, because you're hitting not only the southern part of Butler, but I'm sure that coverage area could also be interpreted as maybe northern Allegheny as well.
Oh, yeah. So, in fact, we're looking at this as the full way down 228 into Route 8 and, upwards to Sarver, frankly. In fact, we had a mixer recently with the Richmar Rotary Club, and it was pretty evident in that mixer that there is a need there. And we've derived a lot of, I thought, synergy out of that. And I think there's going to be some good things to come.
That's awesome. Now, how did this idea start? Because you can't just start something like this overnight. There had to be some wheels in place to get this going. Can you elaborate a little more on that?
Well, it's kind of funny. I've been involved with the Greater Butler Chamber for, some time now. And it was funny. I was just invited to a meeting and, with a handful of other local business people. And from there, Jordan, frankly, I think had much of the foresight to see this and want to get this off the ground, as well as Mayor Hartung from the Mars Borough. So it kind of just, we started having some meetings and really, realized that this was a real thing and something that could be done. And, it's just been great. I mean, we've gone from, a handful of members to, well over, I think, around 80 right now.
Wow. And how long has that been? I mean, did you guys just get this off the ground before the end of 2023 then?
Right. I mean, we had a handful of meetings just trying to determine, who was in, how this was going to work in the latter part of 23. And, from this point, it's been, really, we've hit the ground running in 24. And I think, we've got a really good crew together that's going to get us to, to set to where our goals are.
For sure. So, you mentioned you have 80 members. Do you have a goal for this year and, carrying on that success of membership, in the future?
Absolutely. We wanted to, have some reasonably attainable goals in 24 because, again, we're still working on the structure of everything and getting the right hats on the right people, I guess is an analogy to use. And so it was determined as a group that 150 new members would be a great starting point if we could get through the year with that. And I think we're well on our way.
Well, and not only that, checking out your website, sbcba.net, it looks like membership is free for 2024. So signing up, people, can't be that difficult.
No, and we've made it as easy as possible. I mean, basically, there's a QR code that we, you know, when we do these meetings and go out to local civic groups and kind of talk about who we are, it's as easy as just, you know, putting your phone on that thing and, you know, a couple steps and you're a member. And, yeah, it is free this year, and it's going to be very inexpensive moving forward as well. I mean, you know, so I think it's going to be a benefit to everyone.
And that's exciting. And not only with, you know, a low membership cost, you know, just a reminder to everyone, I'm guessing your group is all volunteer-based. You don't have any employees other than whatever the chamber provides, correct?
No, and that's, you know, that's been the great thing about it. You know, we have, you know, a board of 16.
Okay.
And I will tell you, it's, you know, being, you know, involved in a lot of different civic organizations, I can say this board is all in, and this wouldn't be possible without them. You know, everyone has taken on a duty. They're performing that duty to the top, and it's been really great to have to work with such a great group of people.
And with that being said, since you're a very volunteer driven organization, you know, I'm guessing that everyone's having to stack hands to pull off what you guys plan for the future. So
right.
Let's get into that. What do you have planned for, you know, I would say short term, maybe upcoming here in the next month or so? And do you have any long term plans for events, seminars, anything coming up that people might be interested in hearing more about?
Sure. Yeah. So it's kind of coincidental you asked the question, because we just had a meeting last week on this as we were kind of driving 24 forward. So the idea of getting this out to the local social and civic organizations is paramount, because I think that is, you know, that's where you find a lot of small business people that might, you know, might have an interest in, and also be able to get the word out in the community. So mixers with them is critical, and I think a big part of what we plan to do in 2024. And we've got a handful of those slated throughout the, you know, whether it be in Cranberry, whether it be out the 228 corridor, and even possibly up into, you know, the Sarver-Saxonburg area. So there's, you know, they are on the slate for this year. That's on the top.
Okay.
You know, that's right out of the gate. We've also, you know, we've done a few things that are more philanthropic, where we're, you know, as an association, we're trying to get behind maybe a nonprofit that needs some help that's in our organization, and we've done some things like that that have served them well, and hopefully we can do some more of that. So there's, you know, that's another prong of things. You know, and then you go on to maybe some more social, you know, where we're planning maybe to do something, you know, that involves getting everyone together and hitting a bunch of restaurant establishments, and promoting local establishments, and that's all on the month to month thing. The big thing we're really pushing for, though, is a business expo.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So the thought is, and you know, we're still in the beginning stages of it, but to put something together for October where we bring all the businesses together locally and have an expo where they can meet and greet with other businesses, everyone can learn about what the other does, and just basically pull a lot of business together for the common good.
No, and that's great. And I'm sure, you know, the businesses that you're hitting are ones that might not normally join a chamber because they don't either A, you know, the funds to do so might not be there, or B, you know, you're looking for groups that I don't know if I fit in with a membership organization that has 1,500 or more. But with this, it sounds like it is more of a peer-to-peer base, so that they're able to connect with an audience that is definitely more hypersensitive to their local market.
Exactly. And, you know, you realize how many small businesses there are in the county. And, you know, this is come one, come all.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of our motto is that we, you know, there is not, we're not looking for a certain type or size of business. if you have a business in the county or, you know, in the vicinity of the county, even Allegheny County, Northern Allegheny County, by all means, you're welcome.
Well, and I think if you take a look at, you know, let's just go with Cranberry. That area is so focused on commercial business.
Right.
That you are like, wait, there's actually mom and pop places around there? And then it's like, oh. And then you start to shine the light. Mars is very heavily driven by local mom and pop type restaurants. Heck, you know, Tyler down in Mars Evans City Road opened up his own barbecue restaurant, which went into a place that was a former brewery, which was sad to see go. But now you got a guy that's doing barbecue and brewing as well. So he was able to turn that space into something worthwhile.
Yeah, and that's what's so cool about it. I mean, you know, I should back up. I mean, we're a mom and pop,
true operation too. Yeah.
As well. And, you know, so I know all too well that, all the things that go on in running a small business. And, you know, you have your days where you feel like you're on top of the world and others where you're digging out. But, you know, I feel like there's a lot of businesses out there that this can serve them well.
Well, and I was noticing that you have a nice monthly newsletter that does go out to your members, and I was noticing that there are some events that are coming up. You have a speaker series that it looks like Armco Credit Union is helping to sponsor.
Yeah, you know, Michelle Jurista over at Armco has been awesome and not only helping us put this newsletter together, and it goes out monthly, and it's kind of, you know, all the happenings that are going on within our association and beyond. I mean, it's, you know, it's not just related to that. Okay. And then, on top of that, there's such a great space over at the Armco Credit Union building over on 228 in Adams Township, and it just lent to, you know, doing something like this. So this was devised, and we've got a handful of different topics, which would be, you know, great for a startup business to a business that's looking to learn more, whether it be AI, whether it be, you know, different topics. That's the whole gist of it.
No, and that's great. And I definitely recommend to people, if you've not been in that Armco Credit Union space, it is open to the public. Take a look into not only going to visit the space, but you can also rent out the space for your own needs too. And that's why Armco created that space. It's gorgeous. You can divide the room up. I think it holds about 50 people. There's two different TVs in there for presentations. There's a whiteboard. I can't say enough about that space.
Yeah, it's a really special spot. I think it's something that is an asset to the community. Yeah. And, you know, that's something I probably should give a shout out, you know, between there, South College, which is up on the former Westinghouse buildings on 228, and then Lutheran Senior Living, which is down, you know, just outside of Mars, is where we normally hold our monthly board meetings. Oh. And they've been so kind as to give us access to their venues, and it's worked really, really good.
Well, I didn't even know that anything went into the Westinghouse space, so you taught me something today. So that's great to hear. And, of course, that Overbrook location on 228, is a nice community space as well. So that's great to hear. Bill, other than these upcoming events, you know, where do you see the growth of this organization? Maybe let's even go out 5 years, the game plan. You know, are you looking to mimic, you know, the Slippery Rock Business Association, or do you guys feel like you have your own path that you can carve out?
Well, I think they're, you know, the one thing I'd say, I think Slippery Rock's done some awesome things.
They have.
I mean, they really have a nice business association there, and I think there's some things we can learn, you know, from what they've done. The only difference I would say between the two is, you know, all you have to do is drive down 228 to see just the amount of development that's coming our way. And, you know, I think what makes us so awesome is we are on the forefront of it all. So I think, you know, getting the word out to these businesses that are going to roll into there and make this their home, you know, I think we're in a great spot to do that.
No, I do too. And not only the growth that is currently going on, but it seems like the growth of Southern Butler County is just going to continue on for many years.
Yeah, it's just insane. Being a kid that grew up in Cranberry Township, you know, I've been here all my life, and to see it go from farmland to what it is now is pretty amazing, and I don't think we're anywhere near the end.
No. Not if you're taking a look at the maps, know that there's way more to come.
Right.
So I guess I have to ask that question. So was there only one red light in Cranberry for the longest time?
That's absolutely correct.
Oh, my goodness.
Right at 19 and 228. That was it.
Wow. And yeah. 228 didn't really exist, right?
No. I mean, my grandparents lived up off of Franklin above 228, and you know, we used to ride motorcycles, and just that whole area was just nothing but farmland.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be doing my job here, so briefly talk about your business, since you are a business owner as well. Yeah. Just give a little plug.
Oh, awesome. Thank you. So, you know, we're a family-owned business. I'm second generation. I have my two boys working with me, who are also members of the SBCBA, and I'm proud to have them join us. They're on the board. We started in Greentree, though we, you know, we're from Cranberry. Our office started in Greentree, and you know, we've since acquired some agencies over the years. So we have an office in the Beaver County area, Center Township. We have one in Newcastle. And it was a bit of a homecoming 2 years ago, a little over a year ago, when we were able to purchase the Fleming agency on Route 228. And I really, you know, it's been 40 years in the making, but it's really great to be home.
Wow, that's fantastic. Yeah. And wow, what services do you provide for those that might be looking?
We're an independent agency, and we have pretty much, if you name it, we can probably find you the product. We're independent and we're brokers. So, yeah.
That's awesome. Well, Bill, I want to thank you for coming on today. It's exciting to learn about this new business association. And not only do I wish you, but I wish all of your board members and businesses and organizations that have joined so far. You guys are going places, and, you know, any way we can get the word out there to help support you, we're here for you.
Well, I can't thank you enough, Seth. It's been awesome to talk with you, and I really appreciate the opportunity to be what I think may be the first interview on this podcast. So
yeah,
that's great.
We're the first ones to break in this new podcast studio, and what a host site that it is. I highly recommend, if you're looking to, you know, record an episode of your podcast, contact the Chamber. And be quick, because I hear that it's going to be the Armstrong Fleming studio in the near future.
There we go. Well, I don't know that my voice is, I won't be recording any albums soon. I know that.
Well, you know what they say, Bill, we have a face for radio, right?
Right, exactly.
Well, everyone, to learn more about SBCBA, please go to sbcba.net. We also want to give a thank you again to the Butler County Chamber of Commerce, as their new podcasting studio is absolutely amazing. Jordan and Christian did an incredible job setting this up. Looking forward to seeing their new content coming soon. For Armstrong in the Loop podcast, I'm Seth Prentice, keeping you in the loop.
Are you enjoying Armstrong in the Loop podcast? Great news! All past and current episodes are available on popular streaming apps and websites. Search Armstrong in the Loop Podcast and subscribe today.
When it comes to internet service, you get it all with Zoom from Armstrong. There's unlimited data for unlimited downloads, low latency for seamless streaming and gaming, plus an unmatched fiber network for speeds that can't be beat. Find out for yourself. Go to armstrongonewire.com/zoom. and get high-speed internet for as low as $34.95 a month. No contracts, no hidden fees. Just internet made easy. That's Zoom Internet from Armstrong.